In today's episode, we've got some awesome advice for all you teachers out there as you gear up for summer break and start prepping for the next school year. I've got your back with tips on self-care and practical ways to get a head start on the year ahead, from using downtime in class to reflect on your teaching to setting boundaries and enjoying the sunny weather. I've got some great advice to help you finish the year strong and ready for the next year. Grab your favorite beverage, sit back, and let's dive into some helpful teacher talk. Welcome to the Secondary Teacher Podcast, the podcast for middle and high school teachers juggling multiple preps to get the strategies to reduce overwhelm so that you don't have to choose between being an effective teacher and prioritizing important relationships. I'm your host, Kristen Masick, a 10-year high school engineering teacher, former middle school assistant principal, and teacher coach. Every week, we will discuss strategies, systems, and time-saving tips to help you not only survive, but thrive as a multiple prep teacher. We are all counting down the days until summer break. And depending on what level you are at, I've been at the middle school, junior high, and high school level, which depending on what state you're in, middle school and junior high could be the same thing, but we had 6-7, and then 7-8-9, and then 10-12. And depending on what level we were at was kind of like the difference of stress that is coming upon us. But ultimately, we were all counting down the end of the school year. Things were kind of wrapping up. We're working on getting ready for end of year events. All of that is happening right now, which can cause some additional stress. But then there are things that you can do now that could be considered self-care that will help you for the following school year. We're going to be talking about some of those things today. The first thing is when your students, or if your students, this is when I always would have students working on end of year projects. End of year projects meant that they were working a lot in class. They didn't need a lot of feedback from me. Usually I preach that while students are doing independent work, you're going around and you are seeing where they are and giving them assistance. Now, I still think you should be doing that, but there might be some times where your students do not need your assistance. They're putting everything together. They don't really have questions. And this is the time that you can utilize to be preparing for next year. Any sort of revisions of your current classes, what worked, what didn't work, what can you update, any curriculum maps that you need to create for next school year, researching any courses that might be new to you that you're going to be teaching, do that all now. Do that while you are being contracted to do so, so that you can really set it up so that your summer can be used as a time to recharge. This is also a great time to look at any of the resources that you have that you need to update and get those updated. Send things off to any sort of printer. Just get things moving along now. Also, taking inventory, checking to see what you're planning on doing next year, taking inventory of your equipment, your supplies, checking to make sure that anything that might need to be fixed as far as equipment goes is on the list to be repaired or replaced. Those are things that you can do right now to get ready for the next school year. And because you might have more downtime during class, this is a great time to do it. And there's some other self-care things that you can do right now as well. One of those is to really continue to set your boundaries and stick to your boundaries. It is very, very easy, especially if you're at the high school, especially if you're dealing with seniors, to bend the rules when it comes to your boundaries on getting work in, because you're going to have those students who are needing to graduate and for some reason have procrastinated and then expect you to do something very quickly as far as turnaround goes. Try to set those boundaries up ahead of time and stick to them. You are not going to drop everything on the weekend or the night time or whatever to get things graded. One thing that really helped with that is to let your students know when you are going to be finalizing grades. At the beginning of May, there was a policy in place that said that a student by a such and such date, I think it was like May 5th, that if they were going to pass at that point, if you said that they were going to pass at that point, as far as graduation goes, then they were guaranteed to pass. What we had to do is if we had any projects that were coming after that date, we would need to put zeros in so that students could see where they would be. It could be a double-edged sword because you're going to get some students who will probably pass your class regardless of whether they have a lot of zeros, but honestly, don't sweat that. What it did do is it allowed that communication to go out saying, I still have this final project that I'm expecting of you, your student. There are a couple of things to think about if that is the route you want to go, but I felt like it really did help. And I kept that same policy, even though it wasn't required from my new district and my new schools I had been at. It really helped me communicate to my students, and then also gave me plenty of time. Because if I had that information at the beginning of May, normally what I did is it scared some of those seniors who were thinking that they might not graduate. And so then they would turn things in. And not like that's our intention is to try to scare them, but instead of having it surprise them, that's the worst thing ever, is a surprise that they thought they were doing okay, they had an A, and then all of a sudden they dropped to a C because they didn't turn in the final project, which I totally don't agree with. But just so you know, that is one way to do that. And it really helped with that boundaries, those self-care instances, because I was just very clear with students. And I did make that very clear with the parents as well. This is why I'm doing it. This is the reasoning behind it. Please see that you have this to complete. The other thing is that one thing that I like to do, especially in the spring as it starts to warm up and things are starting to come alive, is get out of my classroom as much as possible. That's either with students during the day, during class, finding ways of just being outside, or taking walks during the day to take some deep breaths and continue on, because this can be a stressful time of the school year for you and also your students. Let's look back and review a little bit of the few self-care items that you can think about at the end of the school year. The first is finding time and these little pockets of time where you can start setting yourself up for success for next year by planning and also looking and reflecting back at what worked and what didn't work, and getting that head start on the next school year. The second one is maintaining your boundaries. You are going to have a lot of people who are needing or really stressed out about some sort of due date deadline. If you can have a communication with enough time to give parents and students the knowledge of the due dates that you have set forth, then that will allow it so that you are not going to need to bend those boundaries in order to rush and get something graded and entered into the grade book. And then finally, go outside and enjoy the weather. If this episode was helpful to you, it could be for others. To help spread the word about this podcast, take a screenshot of this episode, add it to your IG stories, and tag me at Kristen Masick, KHRISTENMASSIC. Until next week.